This show is paid for and produced by the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company. The views expressed are not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Welcome to This Open House, where we talk about all things real estate related. With your hosts, David and Rebecca Guthrie of the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company.
Welcome, welcome yet again, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company. I am David Guthrie. And you can always reach us on air, off air, text, phone call, leave a message, 520-462-2611. You can also email info@thisopenhouseshow.com. And if you want to check out full MLS search, see what's going on in your area, what's your home worth, etc., www.thisopenhouseshow.com. And today, it might get a little wild in here because it's just me. We've got a special guest that's joining us here, James Mendenhall over at Summit Funding. So since Rebecca's not here to keep us under control, we can talk about whatever we want. James, are you here?
I'm here. It's going to get wild.
Awesome. Awesome.
Market.
It's always fun. So James, this is not the first time you have been on this show. It seems somehow whenever I'm solo, you end up finding your way into the studio here. But before we start really diving in to lending and some of the other things that we're seeing in the marketplace going on right now, let's go ahead and talk about some real estate stats. These stats were pulled on May 18th, 2021. And in the city of Tucson, as of May 18th, we have 586 active listings. What that means is they're not under contract yet. They probably have 10 offers on them, but they're still showing active, and at some point they're going to change. Prior 7 to 12 months, our median sales price was $250,000. Going back 4 to 6 months range, it jumped up to $260,000. And now in the last 3 months, you're sitting at about $270,000. Our days on market have decreased, went down from 5 to 4. And no surprise, these homes are getting, on average, 100% of list. Jumping over rents, Tucson, Arizona, your median three-bedroom is going to rent for about $1,500 a month. Contrast that with the sales price of a three-bedroom home, $275. 20% down payment, you're looking at about roughly $1,266 a month. It's still saving you $234 a month to buy a house on average over renting a home. And when we contrast rents, 30-year fixed mortgages, and those kind of things with our annual inflation rate, I think it is clear. You know, Rebecca and I have been telling you guys, our listeners, this for months and months now, that we are going to see inflation go up. And that's exactly what we are seeing right now. The annual inflation rate for the United States is sitting at 4.2%. That's looking back over the last 12 months. And it's just going to continue to rise. Our next release is going to be on June 10th for those that next month inflation. But guys, we're looking at early 2008 levels of inflation. First half of that year, you were hovering in between 4.3 and 5.6%. Everything is going up. Steel, lumber, gasoline, cost of all goods and services is going up. And we think it's going to continue to rise here. So when you think about the ability to have a fixed mortgage payment, you know that's what it is going to be. There is some real security there in that, because as our dollars continue to become worth less, you do have the ability as a consumer to borrow the bank's money at still historically low interest rates. And by the time they get paid back, who knows what those dollars are going to be worth when you compound those inflation rates over the years there. And just again, to contrast, at 4.2% inflation in March, that number was 2.6. In February, that number was 1.7. And in January, that number was 1.4. So we are seeing exactly what we and others have been predicting here. And now is still a great time to buy. James, what are we seeing out there in this marketplace right now? As a lender, what are some of your biggest hurdles that you see borrowers facing?
The biggest hurdle at the moment, once we're actually in contract, is the appraisal turn time.
Mm.
Typically, before this market, we could get a rush appraisal in a couple of days. And the current turn times, we're looking at 3 weeks and even up to 6 weeks, depending on how complicated the property is.
Thanks.
So, you have single-family residents, but you have special factors. Like if you have an acre, appraisers are not wanting to go out there because it's a little bit harder to find comps for that. Or if it's got some strange additions and the appraiser sees that, they're kind of putting those to the back of the bunch of appraisals needed to be done. So it can take a while to get a unique house appraised. And I think you've seen that. So that's the number one issue.
What about flip properties where you've got, an investor coming in, doing various quality of work and repairs, putting it back on that market for a profit out there? Are we seeing any issues with appraisers wanting to deal with those? Or is that kind of a normal transaction?
So we do see issues with unique properties. But if it's just a regular home in Tucson in the middle, say Pima and Dodge area, and there's a lot of comps, we're not going to have a problem with that. But there's so much of a lack of inventory that they're taking very unique properties and trying to flip them. And we're definitely running into appraisal turn times with a unique property. And any multifamily properties are definitely taking a while to get those appraisals in.
Right, right. And we're seeing in the news and in the media, a lot of people are talking about, borrowers and different strategies. And you and I, we have a lot of different strategies for different circumstances. And I think that speaks to why we're successful in being able to get some of these borrowers offers accepted when there's multiple offers over there. But it is no secret out there that, not only is it hard to get an appraisal done in a certain amount of time, but it can be difficult sometimes when you need that third party to bless the price. When they're looking back, 3 to 6 months or whatever the time is, and there's 10 offers on the table way over asking. Are you seeing a lot of borrowers having to come into closing with cash out of pocket right now?
Yes. So the very strong buyers at the moment are actually willing to pay the difference between appraised value and purchase price.
And here's another question. Are some of these borrowers coming in with gift funds to pay for that, like mom, dad's inheritance and those kind of things? Or are you seeing a lot of strength in their bank account being able to handle this on their own?
It just depends on every borrower's financial situation, but you can have family members help you with the purchase price. If you need the funds, you can absolutely do that. So we have seen that. And the other one is sometimes, you want to come in with 20% down, but there's a 10% difference in appraised value versus purchase price. So you pay the 10% down and then you come in with additional 10% that goes towards the sales price directly. And then you have mortgage insurance on the property, but you still can make the transaction happen. It's just unique things that we have to do to accommodate this crazy market that we're in.
And speaking of accommodating, you're still doing, Zoom in-person showings. You're going to be joining us back on the other side of this break here, but how can our listeners get a hold of you, get a pre-qual? Can you tell us how to reach you?
Yes, the best way is by my personal phone number, which is 520-861-0166.
Okay, and website?
It's a long one. It's james.mendenhall@summitfunding.net. If you Google James Mendenhall, Tucson, it will take you right to my website.
So that's Mendenhall. Real quick, we got a couple of seconds left here. Looking at appraisal prices, these things used to be in the 400 to 500 range. Are we seeing them bump up quite a bit?
We're still at $495 for a regular appraisal and a $150 rush fee, but I have seen unique property appraisals come in at $1,000 where nobody will even look at the property without a $1,000 appraisal fee.
All right. James, thanks for joining us today. You stick around. We're going to see you on the other side.
Okay.
Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real-life real estate stories and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for this open house on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's this open house on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice.
This is where Arizona gets its clean air and water. Special places rich with native plants and wildlife. Beautiful settings to experience the outdoors. Quiet places to clear your mind and connect with nature. Or just enjoy a spectacular view. Arizona's national parks, forests, wildlife refuges, wilderness areas, and more. These are our public lands. Learn more at wilderness.org/Arizona.
Guys, welcome back yet again. David Guthrie, this open house show. I am a licensed broker, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company, and my number is 520-462-2611. Call, text, any of your questions. We love hearing show ideas from you guys, actually, by the way, so keep them coming. And your questions, it doesn't matter to us. You may think it's a silly question or whatever. Maybe you disagree with me. Go ahead and shoot me a call. Shoot me a text. I'd love to talk with you, hear your point of view. info@thisopenhouseshow.com. And I am here today. Good. I call you my friend and brother, James Mendenhall. And he is a loan officer over with Summit Funding. And he just gave his phone number on the other side. But just so you guys have it, 520-861-0166. We're talking all things lending right now with the time that we have. Just finishing up with how crazy ordering and getting appraisals are these days and some of those fees. James, why do you think we're having such difficulty? I know the market's moving fast, but why are we having such a hard time with some of these properties getting an appraiser to pick it up and just do the work?
We just have a lack of appraisers in Tucson, I feel.
Wow.
Yeah, we've talked about it. It's quite the accomplishment to actually become an appraiser. You can't just walk out to an appraisal company and walk out and start doing appraisals. Mm-hmm. You actually have to be mentored. Thousands of hours go into it. So if that's something you're looking into doing, I would definitely look into that because it's a great, great career to get into.
Yeah, yeah. You actually need 3,000 hours of on-the-job experience where you're going to be basically apprenticing with another licensed appraiser. And it has to be within 18 months. So it's not like you can just, you know, over 30 years, maybe pull an hour here, an hour there, and all of a sudden an appraiser. And 1500 of that must be non-residential appraisal work. And, gosh, that's just gotta be tough. You do also have to have a bachelor's degree or higher. So we've got some barriers to entry here. I must admit, I wish we had a few more barriers to entry on the real estate license side. And James, you probably feel the same way on the mortgage loan originator side. Sometimes I feel it's just too easy to get a license in this state here. But, you know, right now, when you have more real estate agents than you do homes for sale, there's a problem, okay? And we do have a shortage of appraisers. And one of the big issues that I'm seeing is appraisers are having a hard time because if you want to get into the business, well, first of all, you need to meet that college education requirement. But you have to be able to find your competition who's willing to train you, and then all of a sudden you're entering into this arena. And in a time where a lot of lending is going into desktop appraisals, these automated valuation models that we're seeing here, I think some people are having some concerns about that. But just to sum it up, and then we'll move on to another lending topic here. I have a lot of people asking Rebecca and myself, should we get into real estate? Should we get a license? Guys, I think appraisal is the way to go, actually. These guys, they make good money. They're working all the time. But heck, you get to drive all over town. You get to see a lot of different areas. You don't have to pick up orders if you don't want to pick up orders. And it's good, solid work. So consider that. Think about it. And, you know, I do know a couple of appraisers here in town and have helped some people get set up with some of those hour requirements. So feel free to email, text, and I'll do my best to get you guys connected out there. So, James, other than appraisal, what are some of the other issues that we're seeing going on right now? What's making your phone ring and causing some of those headaches?
You know, a lot of it is buyers and the uncertainty in the market feeling that we're going to have another recession like we did in 2007. But this market is a completely different market than we had in 2007. And both you and I worked in real estate, started our careers in the worst market ever. So we've been through it. We've seen it. A little bit different about this market is minimum wage was $5 an hour last time.
Right.
And you could basically walk into a mortgage company and get a loan. It was stated income. Now, when you qualify for a mortgage, you kind of have to qualify for it. We verify income. There's a lot more that goes into it. After the recession, they made it so you have to qualify for a home.
Yeah. Now, I don't know about kind of qualifying. I mean, James, we just closed on a loan on one of my personal houses, and you helped me out on that. And thank you, by the way, 5-star review for you in your inbox there. Great job. But you guys asked for my first grade report card and all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, there is no kind of qualifying about it. This is serious. We are going to make sure you can afford this payment and you can take on this risk. And that can be pretty cumbersome, the amount of materials and data that need to be collected here. But those are good things because
it is thing because it's protecting the economy, so we don't have a major housing crisis like we did last time.
Absolutely. We do not want a repeat of what happened before. That is for sure. And we're having a lot of people scratching their head and feeling like, oh, I should have bought last year during the pandemic pricing when, you know, rates were just ridiculously low. That's really starting to come to an end too, isn't it?
Interest rates, yeah, we're definitely up this year. The all-time low interest rates were right around middle February. It was the lowest I had ever seen them. We're still, though, a great interest rates. We're in the low threes at this point in time with good credit for conventional financing. And, you know, we do dabble right above the high twos still. So those rates are still available, but they only have one place to go, and that's up. And when those rates are gone, those rates are gone.
Right,
and
right.
And that affects your monthly mortgage payment substantially.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, when we have interest rates at 3, 4%, we start seeing these levels increase. It just shows we've got a healthy enough economy to be able to handle some of these things. And, you know, when we're talking about non-owner occupied as well, we see an additional hit on that. Everybody knows, you know, non-owner occupied costs a little bit more. But what might surprise some of our listeners is, you know, if you're buying a rental property, it's maybe a single family residence, there's one rate for that. But you actually take a significant hit if this income property is two or more units. Is that correct, James?
Yes. If it's two or more units, it goes from 20% down to 25% down, mm-hmm. as well as the interest rates impacted as well. It's a little bit higher interest rate.
And it can be significant, especially now. You have Freddie Mac, I think in May, they've started, and they did announce this about a month or two ago, I feel like. But only 7% of their portfolio is non-owner occupied. And is that two or more units? I'm not exactly sure on that. But what I know is all of a sudden once they announced, hey, we're pushing back on guaranteeing a lot of these mortgages, well, pricing went up pretty substantially. I mean, what we're 4.5% for a duplex right now with A-plus credit? 4.5 to 5? Is that accurate?
4.5. Yeah, with A-plus credit. So if you don't have A-plus credit, so anything under 780, it it's going to be more expensive than that as well.
Right, right. And so, and we just, you know, I said earlier in this show, your median price of a three-bedroom right now is renting for $1,500 a month. And when you have investors who are coming in, buying homes, or maybe coming in is the wrong word. Some of them are already here. They're spending their Tucson money here and buying homes. As the cost increases, you know, we always think that sometimes that just stops there. You know, we can raise minimum wage and hamburgers won't increase, but that never happens. The cost of everything always increases along with this. And so when you have investors, the cost of their money increases, well, we all know that's just going to put more pressure on the tenants. And so right now, with a lack of real affordable housing in Tucson, I think we're going to see a compounding effect of that. So it's yet to be determined, is that a great decision or not? But moving on into the residential side, James, maybe you're keeping track of this, maybe you're not. I want to talk about the borrowers and patience and success here. How many of your borrowers are getting the first home they make an offer on right now?
That's very rare at this point in time. I know you're keeping track. I think we're at, 7 to 15 offers at this point in time.
Some people are writing. Now, I've never had to write 15 offers for a client, thank God. But it could happen if things continue to go the way that they're going. 4 to 7 is kind of my numbers. But you work with a lot more borrowers than I do, James, and you help a lot of people. Are you seeing multiple offers as the norm?
Absolutely. The reason is most borrowers, we try to educate everybody as much as possible, but you have to go in with the strongest offer at this point in time to really get the property. And I know we've had some where we've gone well over list price on what was needed to get the property.
So I want you to speak to our listeners for a second, and I'm going to paint you a picture because there's somebody out here like this. They're military, retired, active duty. They're looking for that, three bedroom home. And they're ready to enter into this marketplace and stop renting. And, median sales price is $275,000, and they're going to use that VA loan. What's the number one thing these guys need to do to be successful?
That's a good question. That's all over the place on the be successful. With VA, it is 100% financing.
Yeah.
And it really comes in if they're willing to pay the difference between appraised value and purchase price.
And sometimes that can be tough with VA. I think the most important thing here, James, patience. Patience and patience. And then also having an agent who's going to negotiate for you. And also having a lender who's going to be able to make sure that your pre-qualification is golden. James, our listeners can reach you at 520-861-0166, and you could reach me 520-462-2611. David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company, signing off. We'll see you guys next week.